Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check us out on YouTube. Look up 99.9 The Fan on YouTube, and you can check out our content and have a good time. How are your brackets, by the way, Joe?
Texas A&M was a little bit of a disappointment.
Okay.
But I my national champion survived on day one. That was my only goal yesterday. I set the bar really, really low.
I feel like there's been a lot of growth for you.
Yeah.
And the bracket. Like
Last year was so frustrating and humbling, and so this year I just kind of want to see my champion maybe just make it to the Sweet 16, so it's not like this complete and total flame out. And I was encouraged by Duke. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you, I've kind of accumulated futures tickets as the season has gone along. So Arizona and Kansas were the two teams of the top eight seeds who could have potentially really, really, really gummed things up for me, if you will.
Yeah.
Of course, Gonzaga could still do something like that
Me. That's what I was getting.
Because I have no piece of Gonzaga. I literally, though, have a piece of Connecticut, sure. Alabama, Houston, Purdue, Texas.
You spread your investments out.
Yeah.
You diversified.
It won't be like a golf tournament potentially where I win and win big. It would more be like avoiding the disaster of losing it all.
There's only one scenario, because again, I'm proud of you. You actually have come into today's show a lot more level-headed.
Yeah.
You don't seem like you're in a mood today, which is good.
No, like I said,
you seem a little sleepy because he stayed up late last night watching basketball. Totally get that part. Speaking of which, I was out last night too. Shout out to the OG scoreboard. I met the OG scoreboard yesterday.
Cool.
At House of Hops yesterday off of Glenwood Avenue.
Very cool.
Having a little beer powwow with our friend Dimitri. And there he was, bought him a beer. Thanked him for all the OG scoreboard help.
A lot of work.
And speaking of which... Did you get an email? Who got an email? Somebody got an email.
I didn't get an email.
I don't know. That's the computer. So I want to thank the OG scoreboard, and we're going to play the OG mixtape here in a little bit. We got tickets to go see TLC and Shaggy.
Mr. Lover Lover.
It is a birthday madness mix.
Okay.
These are all artists who have birthdays in March.
Oh.
So there you go. 860-5-FAN, 860-5-326, if you want to play the OG mixtape. Just for playing, you get the TLC Shaggy tickets along with Sean Kingston and Vogue coming to Coastal Credit Union Music Park later this summer. All you got to do is call and play, win those tickets. If you go 5 for 5 on the mixtape, you will win the Arctic Tumbler with the fan logo on it. While we wait for a contestant, let's answer some Hey Joe questions.
Joe cracked the door.
Hey Joe, brought to you by Oak City Sports Cards, oakcitycards.com. First one comes from Nick. Hey, Joe, how impressed were you with Duke's ability to handle Oral Roberts?
Really impressed, honestly. Not everybody can go out there and, be able to handle that sort of thing with the poise and calm and just command like Duke was able to do against Oral Roberts yesterday. Just early on, too. The way they were able to turn that away was really impressive. And that's kind of what set the tone for Duke the rest of the way.
Yeah, 40-23 in the first half. Well, I mean, it wasn't even competitive.
Nope, not at all. And I got all my jokes out of my system. All right, next up.
Lean back. From Rodney. Hey, Joe, I never watched Keyshawn J. Will Max for this reason, but I need to know what NBA player on a 16 seed could win the NCAA tournament and... Who is your favorite athlete? We must be in void of things to talk about, but at least know Rodgers.
Yeah, it's crazy. You got the NCAA tournament going on right now, and apparently those are not good enough topics to broach on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning when I was making coffee and making notes for today's show, which goes till noon today, and then we got NCAA tournament coverage. The question that I thought was funny was that one about, you know, which current NBA player on a 16 seed could beat a one. Can't all of them? Like even an old LeBron. Do you think an old LeBron can take a 16 seed, a group of 16 seed players, and beat a one? Go out there and beat Houston.
It's a great existential question.
It kind of is, yeah. Steph Curry? Think he could do it?
Yeah.
He's just filling it up.
Well, he could shoot.
He's just shooting all day.
Because what I'm thinking, though, of is a zone, right?
Yeah.
You could just go zone and make somebody make some shots. But, yeah, I mean, Steph Curry would the ultimate zone buster. Plus, he did basically take a 16 seed to the final eight with Davidson. You take him off of that team, and I'm not sure what they are.
Okay, let's bring back that Davidson team. All right.
As they are right now. In their age now?
Yeah, in their age now.
Okay.
As a 16 seed, do you think they can win some games?
Of course.
Because who was the big man? Oh, I can't remember that guy's name.
The other point guard was Jason Richards. I only remember that because Seinfeld. But
yeah. I think that Davidson squad, if they came back as currently constructed at this age, might be able to win a game or two.
Oh, with Steph Curry.
With Steph Curry.
Yes, of course. Right.
Was it like something Loving or something like that?
I'll look up
the big
box
man
for you.
Anyway, next up.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text TIM to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text TIM to 600-700 for that deal.
How you doing?
From Bennett, hey, Joe, should I be concerned that, as far as I can tell, we haven't gotten a Andre had successful ACL surgery announcement?
I don't know what to read into that. I know the email release from this week highlighted the fact that there was going to be reconstruction. We just don't know when it was supposed to take place. I mean, the fact that they went out and got a second opinion on this told you that they were seeing if he could just kind of heal himself. So I don't know. I don't know what the timeline's going to be, but I wouldn't be surprised if we end up getting some sort of email about that relatively soon.
I wouldn't worry about that. Lovedale is the player you're trying to come up with.
It was something Love.
Yeah.
Lovedale. Yeah, that dude's good. All right, next up.
Whoa. From Ken. Hey, Joe, should I check out Zillicoa. Sure.
Yeah, that's a brewery out in Asheville. You were just in Asheville, right?
Yes. I did not go to that.
What breweries did you go to?
You're asking too many hard questions now.
Asking what breweries you went to is a hard question. Huh?
Other than the Funkatorium.
Yeah, you went to Wicked Weed.
Right.
Okay.
There was a bunch of them, though, that we went to.
Yeah.
Who makes the haze? The Purple Haze?
No, that's a Bita.
Somebody
you went to Catawba.
Zombie.
Yeah.
White Zombie.
You went to Catawba.
Yes.
Yeah.
Went there.
Yeah, you
were
on the South Slopes, and you're literally just walking from brewery to brewery. I think you went to High Wire as well, did you not?
Yeah, that's the shirt I got, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got yourself a fancy plaid flannel shirt from High Wire. So, Zillicoa is in the River Arts District in Asheville. It's kind of a nondescript place. Here's the thing that I remember the most about Zillicoa. The beer's good, don't get me wrong. But they had an incredible taco truck backed up to that spot, which I think is still there and on the river. It's a cool spot, good tacos, good beer. So yes, I would highly recommend. Although, if you've got kids with you, don't, because it's a place that does not have kids. There's a couple places now in Asheville that are just like, no kids, which I respect. There's enough breweries in Asheville now where you can kind of pick and choose where you go. And some places want to keep a particular vibe. I'm okay with that. Next up.
Whoa. From Taz. Hey, Joe, is Tony Bennett on the hot seat?
Dude, don't ask that question while I'm trying to drink some coffee, man. Is he on the hot seat? No. The man won a national championship. He's fine. Next up.
Yeah.
From Maynard. Hey, Joe, does it feel like 2010 or 2015?
No, 15 was their one and done team that was like a monster, just breathing fire the whole year. Yeah. So, no.
2015 was a perfect storm of one and done talent and a guy like Quinn Cook becoming a leader. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought he was capable of doing.
The way Roach played yesterday, there's some of that.
There's a little bit of that.
There's some of that, but no, it is more 2010. Overlooked,
Yep.
You know, not supposed to be here.
And Carolina's in their feelings. That's the key part. That's the key feature of 2010. That is the key feature of 2010 because you can't have one without the other. 2010, the reason why 2010 was impactful is that not only were they under the radar and they won ugly, but you got to remember where Duke was and where Carolina was. This is the same situation.
Are you rooting for Kentucky today?
No.
No.
I am not.
I kind of, sort of, now Kentucky's the one who hurt me the most last year. But I am kind of, sort of rooting to see Duke Kentucky in the Garden.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Next up.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
From 910Biz. So the seventh-year Virginia point guard has the best pass in the Final Four and also the worst?
Kihei Clark?
Yeah.
That's symmetry. I mean, he did have an incredible pass in the Final Four. Let's not.
No, it was to beat Purdue. It wasn't the Final
Four. Oh, was that the Final Four? Mm-mm. Oh, why did I think it was in the Final Four? But it was a great pass in the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
And he also has one of the worst. That's symmetry. That's a career. That's a career. Now, let's
take
out
to the Omega.
Let's take out his best and let's take out his worst. And Kihei Clark had a nice career. All right, I think we got time for one more. Now lean back.
Lean back. From Woes. Hey, Joe, do you guys get to leave for the day at 12 o'clock?
Yes. This is the best. Seriously, these are the best two shows of the year. We do shows from 10 to noon, and there's NCAA basketball the rest of the day. Although I probably will sneak in a trip to Nice Price today. It is a Friday. New releases.
There you go.
Got to check the racks for some new vinyl. Plus, the guys over at Nice Price usually have the games on.
I don't want to be ignorant here. There's new vinyl?
Yeah.
New to them? Or
yeah,
new releases. Taylor Swift is on vinyl and Miley Cyrus is on vinyl.
Yeah, new releases.
Really?
Yes, it's actually this. The last couple of years, vinyls actually surpassed CD sales. New vinyl, in terms of a physical format.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.